In the name of Jesus, amen. The word of the Lord before us on this first weekend in January is the epistle reading. I'd like you to take out your bulletin, your announcer. I'm going to read the epistle reading once again. I'm just going to ask you to follow along as I read it. It's a little bit of a Bible trivia for you. This is one sentence. The epistle reading. This is the longest sentence in the Bible. Now, the English translators, they broke it up here in the ESV, they broke it up into five sentences. But in the original language in the Greek, this is just one long sentence. Paul just starts writing about the grace and mercy of God in Christ, and he can't stop. He just keeps going and going and going and going. So follow along, and as I read this, watch how often the phrase "in Christ" or "in Him" shows up in these verses. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace, with which He has blessed us in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of His will, according to His purpose, which He set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, so that we who are the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance, until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Again and again, Paul writes about in Him. And what a wonderful way to begin this 2026 year. We are sealed in Christ, we are forgiven in Christ, we are redeemed in Christ. And everything that Paul writes here applies to us. This letter to the Ephesians is one of Paul's more general letters. He's not targeting specific people. There's no personal greetings in the letter to the Ephesians. There's no particular church troubles he's dealing with. He's writing a letter that was to be circulated among the various Christian churches in that region. And so these are also words that would apply to us. Everything we need, everything that we need to walk in Christ, has been given to us in Christ. And that's a refreshing way to begin 2026, because sometimes we think, no, it depends on us. I need to do more. I need to try harder. If you're going to set some goals or some resolutions for the new year, go for that. Go for that. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I would encourage that. It's good to have goals. But sometimes we think, well, that's how I get to be a better Christian. It's all about what I have to do and how I need to try harder, try to correct some bad habits, try to do things in a better way to make God happy. And God would set you free from that. Certainly, to make it a goal to read God's Word more in 2026, that's a good goal to have. But to think, well, I need to do that so I can be a better Christian, that's not what God's Word would teach. God's Word would set you free, that everything you need, God has provided and given you in Christ. You are redeemed, you are forgiven, you are saved in Christ. Because when we think it all depends on us, we like that idea, and it works until it doesn't work. You know, we think, well, 2026 is going to be better. I'm going to try harder, I'm going to do more, and that's all good until it isn't. And then we get resentful. Then we get envious. Then we think, everybody else has it easier than I do. And we can even get angry and upset with God. Like, God, why are you letting these things happen to me? Don't you see how hard I'm trying? And God would set you free from that, because what God has done is everything that needs to be done and has been done. And so your life in Christ is secure. And it's not dependent upon your performance. It's dependent upon Jesus and his performance for you in your place on your behalf. And that will set you free. And what does that result in? Paul says it three different times. That results in praise and glory to God. When you realize it's not about what I have to do, but it's about what Jesus has done, that'll bring joy and peace to your heart. That will actually allow you to live in the security of who God has made you to be in Christ. Yes, set goals. Yes, hopefully 2026 is better than 2025. But no matter how it goes, you are loved and forgiven in Christ, because God has made it so. God has made it so, and he seals in you that faith which he works by his promised Holy Spirit, and in that we rejoice. Praise be to God for his indescribable gifts, that grace and mercy given to us in Christ that has no end, that keeps going and going and going, just like Paul's big long sentence here in Ephesians chapter 1. May the Lord assure you of that good news throughout this coming year. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.